But now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, Rob.
Congratulations to your guys. A really dominant performance on Saturday, beating Davidson 41-0. Before we start to look ahead at Sacramento State, what did you like about the way your team played Saturday?
Well, we played really good in all three phases. You know, offensively, we were efficient. We hung on to the football. You know, we converted third downs, which is key. Defensively, you know, we played the assignment football really well, but not only played assignment football, but really were physical up front defensively. We tackled pretty decent. I don't know if it was fantastic, but pretty decent there. But we were assignment sound. Our scout team did a tremendous job for us this week, getting our guys ready to see that offense. And then in the kicking game, we were really solid. We kicked the ball really well. We punted it well. So I was really pleased with all three phases.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. As you look at Sacramento State, the first thing that jumps out is this two-quarterback system with which they operate. Can you say a word or two about that and perhaps the challenges that that presents? Thank you.
Okay. Yes. They do play two quarterbacks, and they're both really good players in what they do. Obviously, one of them is a drop back throw guy. They'll run the ball with their tailbacks when he's in the game, and they like him throwing the football, throwing it downfield in the passing game. Then they bring in number 10, tremendous athlete, transfer from Middle Tennessee State. I think he was All-Conference USA at one time. And he's a dynamic player, dynamic runner. They'll get him on the edge throwing the football. So, I mean, it's, you know, you got to almost prepare for two different offenses as you prepare for them. And both really good players.
Coach Huseman, is there anything that sort of distinguishes playing out there at that stadium? I don't know where you get your intelligence from on the Hornets, but is there anything that concerns you as you go into that venue? Thank you.
Well, from what I understand, they draw really good crowds. I would say, you know, I guess they'd have 21,000 there for the game. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think that's pretty cool. You know, when you can go into a place and it's a great atmosphere, I think it helps probably both teams in some capacity. Now, I don't know about the noise level and those types of things, but we played at Virginia and some other places, Delaware, that are loud stadiums, and it didn't affect us a whole lot. So I'm not real sure if the noise is going to affect us. I just know they're going to have a good crowd. They get tremendous support out there.
Thank you.
Rush, your next question from Zach McKell. Go ahead, Zach.
How you doing, Coach? Your quarterback had an outstanding performance this week, completing over 90% of his passes. Can you speak about just his efficiency and what you've seen about his development coming up through the program?
He's been fantastic for us. I think he completes so many balls because he knows where to go with the ball. You know, a lot of times you'll throw incomplete passes. You don't know, you know, where you want to go. He studies, he studies his opponent. Billy Koch has him very well prepared. And he knows what to do with the ball. Probably pre-snap, he knows I'm going here or going there based on the looks he gets. He's such an accurate thrower too. You know, he gives our guys a chance to catch and run. He's accurate with it. But I think the bottom line is when you know where you're going to go with the ball and you have a good idea, and that's in preparation and knowing the offense, you know, it leads to a lot of completions.
And I know you've already spoke about Asher O'Hara, but the running back Cameron Scadabo has been one of the best running backs in the country this year. Can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges he's going to present for your front seven and how you think your front seven is equipped to stop him this weekend?
I don't know. He is a great one. He's the best we'll play this year. He's tremendous, powerful, tremendous balance. You know, he had a run against Eastern Washington that was probably the most incredible run that I've seen on film this year for sure in a long, long time. Just a tremendous player for them and scary good. He's going to break tackles. He's probably going to make you miss. We just got to hope that we get enough bodies around that, you know, we can get him down, you know, when he's, you know, what if he breaks a tackle, that we've got people there. We got to get off of blocks. We got to swarm the ball. He is so talented. And obviously he was the Big Sky Offensive Player of the Year this year for them. And just great football player.
Thank you, Coach. Great. Good luck this weekend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks.
Russ, one of the things we talked about last week was your desire after the last couple of weeks to be able to get the ball in the end zone more. And you did kick a couple of field goals, but those two touchdowns, especially there in the second quarter, that kind of put you in control. Were you pleased that you were able to kind of finish off some of those drives on Saturday?
We did. The first field goal we had to kick, I was a little disappointed because I think we got them. We got our offensive ball maybe on the 31, 32 going in. You cannot take field goals in that situation, and we did. But obviously the other field goal was a 2-minute drill. So we did do a good job of getting it in the end zone, and we ran the ball a few times and got it in the end zone, which is a good sign for us. You know, we haven't been tremendous at, you know, running the ball in the red zone, but we did in this game. So. Obviously the one field goal right before the half, that you got to kick that one. But the other one was a little disappointing, and I know Billy was upset with that too.
You've touched on all the weapons that Sacramento State has on offense. As you've looked maybe a little bit at their defense, what are some of the challenges that your offense will have against them?
Well, right off the bat, I think they're very well coached. They'll play four down, and they fit their gaps really well. I think they had the defensive player of the league in the Big Sky plays for them too. And he's an excellent player, but they've got good players all the way across the board defensively. So it'll be a big challenge. They do enough, you know, they'll play man free, they'll play quarters and they'll get into a three down look some. So they do enough that, your preparation is going to be huge this week for Reese and our wideouts and our offensive line. So, you know, it'll be a big challenge for them. They got a really good defense.
Before I let you go, just talk about some of the keys for your team. We've touched about how good those guys are, but your team is playing well. What are some of the keys for you to be able to go out there and get a win?
I think a lot of guys have said it. We can't turn the ball over. We have to hang on the ball. We got to be efficient. We got to convert third downs like we've been doing. We've been really good on third down this year. We have to do that. I think we've got to get a lot of guys around their ball carriers defensively because, like I said, he's probably going to break some tackles. Their quarterback can make you miss. And so we're going to have bodies around. Every time they put the ball in their arms in a run of the football. I mean, we can't just say, all right, let's figure out a defense to free one guy up. He's going to be the guy every time. There has to be a bunch of people around the football, you know, to slow them down defensively. So it's a big challenge. They got a good football team. They're 11-0 for a reason. They beat Colorado State big for a reason. I like our team. I think this should be a really good football game.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for doing this today. Safe travels out to Sacramento, and hopefully we talk again next Monday.
Bye, Rob.
All right, take care.